People around the world are reporting clear skies as shelter-in-place orders keep roads empty. In some parts of India, people can see the Himalayas for the first time. LA experienced its longest stretch of good air quality since the early 90s, and the differences in air pollution in some countries can even be seen in NASA satellite images. But has anything changed on the Central Coast? I'm Erin Malsbury, reporting for KSQUIB.
People are noticing the days look clearer. They can see further. They're seeing a little bit less smog in the air.
That's Bill Chevalier, the supervising air monitoring specialist for the Monterey Bay Air Resources District. He and his team are working through the challenges of COVID-19 to monitor air quality along the Central Coast.
We have six monitoring stations. They're in Hollister, Carmel Valley, Salinas, King City, Santa Cruz, and San Lorenzo Valley in Felton. Those are our long-term monitoring stations. And we also do seasonal monitoring for wood smoke up in the San Lorenzo Valley area as well.
The district measures carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxide, also known as NOx, ozone, PM2.5, which is the smallest form of air pollution, and dust levels. These pollutants come from vehicle exhaust, power plants, manufacturing plants, smoke, and farming. All of them are harmful, and some of them, like tiny PM2.5 that enters our lungs, have even been shown to make COVID-19 more deadly. On the Central Coast, the main sources of air pollution come from vehicles and farming. But in general, ocean winds and a lack of heavy industry or large cities keeps our air quality good. This means Chevalier and his team haven't seen the same drops in pollution that large metropolitan areas are experiencing. And when they do see changes, it's difficult to determine whether they're from the shelter-in-place orders or other factors.
So ozone is affected by less traffic, but it's also greatly tied into temperature, sunlight, and a lot of other factors. And those actually, in the short term, play a much higher role in affecting ozone. NOx and CO would be direct measurements or more direct measurements, but we have such low amounts here that it's hard to say. Barium probably does measure a lot of the stuff and can probably give much quicker results than I can. So I think because our air quality here is generally pretty good, we don't see it as easily as other people do, who normally have much higher traffic and much poorer air quality.
But even though changes in Central Coast air quality have been small, Chevalier says the results from the Monterey Bay area could help us piece together a larger picture of what global air quality could look like if we reduced emissions.
Probably over time, our data will be used, in big statistical studies to show an effect. There'd be a lot of multivariate statistics done with a lot of other stations and accounting for all the conditions that are happening to actually see the effects.
Chevalier says the results could change the way we live and work.
Once the data comes out, maybe 6 months or another year or so, and we see what the actual numbers are, when people stop driving, it may be quite eye-opening. We'll actually have numbers tying things to our individual responsibility, our individual input to the overall air pollution.
In the meantime, he and his team will continue collecting data at sites around the Central Coast.
We're trying to keep all the data coming in, so if people are concerned, we will still answer people's questions. It may take a little bit longer, but they can still reach out to us.
You can find a map of their air quality data at mbard.org. One larger scale concern is that pollution will skyrocket again once the pandemic ends. The Clean Air Act has steadily decreased pollution levels in the U.S. since it was first enacted in 1970. Over the last 50 years, the EPA estimates that the act has prolonged millions of lives. But progress has halted in recent years as the Trump administration loosens environmental restrictions and enforcement. Improvements in air quality from shelter-in-place orders are temporary, but they don't have to be.
Seeing the air quality much better may wake a few people up. In the long run, there could be, lessons learned from this.
For KSQUIB, I'm Erin Malsbury. Thanks for listening.